Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India. I told many times that I experience anger more than anything else, more than any emotion, and especially when it comes to, it's like when someone hurts me or when I get pain, I don't cry often because I just don't know. I just feel more anger. If someone hurts, I don't get sadness. My sadness is like it comes out through anger. That's my emotion basically. And the problem is, we are often told that girls must not cry and all. So maybe that could be the reason, or maybe that's my nature to get less cry and more anger. I don't know. But working on my anger has been my continued routine, daily routine. In fact, not from now, not from primary. It used to be from second, third classes itself. In fact, it is much earlier than that. I don't remember this, but this story my mom often tells because I shouldn't forget that in kindergarten, I bit someone, my neighbor. And they all came to house, and they were generally people fight, and I just bit one boy beside me, and their family members came with all the neighbors, and they came to the house and they knocked the door. Mom has to apologize, deal with that. So it's often told to me repeatedly not to be anger, not to be rude. And after that, I don't remember this thing happened. As far as I remembered, I am very cool. I never had any fight in school days. And I get anger often, but I never break anything. I never do anything nastily. I don't know, like even from the second standard itself, my mom used to take me to the meditation classes. Because she's scared, and she used to go to it, so I used to go along with her and ask my tuition teacher. I never disobeyed, even when anger, I never broke anything. But the only problem is I yell and talk louder, and I live in a house where my parents and my neighbors are like, don't speak louder, people might hear you, neighbors might hear you, girls must not speak louder. So speaking loud itself, it's something bad thing for them. So they used to often remind me, reduce the volume, you're so angry. So it's been my always regular practice to work on my anger. And today I observed Jay Shetty's, not today, I just heard 1 month back, I guess. I told that when I heard it, like, but that anger thing, that day, first time when I heard it, I couldn't relate. I couldn't understand which category I fall in also. Anger types, it all, six anger types. I didn't even understand in which category do I fall. But now again, I went back and I saw everything. And I don't know, because I saw all those things in different stages. Means, first of all, I bought a book in third class, I guess. It's anger management book from Books Exhibition Vijayawada itself, and it's got so many tips, and I worked all, and that numbers thing, that doesn't work even that with me, and all the things I tried, see, almost that's an entire book. I don't have that book right now, but it's got almost 100 and plus methods, and I tried almost half of them, more than half, practically, like exercise every time. It's become my routine. And meditation, I don't know, it's subconsciously there, because in school they used to make us do lots of prayers, and moral science classes used to be there, and my tuition is very disciplined, and my mom used to take me to the meditation class, and that's fine. And I didn't just break out of my anger until my 10th standard or 9th standard, I don't know, until I went into St. Joseph, and 10th, I guess, right, I guess it's 10th, like, there is an argument, I just came out and bursted out, exploded. That didn't happen. That didn't happen before in Atkinson, and that didn't happen at home, because that's the time that explosion. Now even my 10th classmates remember Gayatri, so arrogant, so much anger. But that's only for one day, and that thing, I just didn't go to the school after that yelling at my classmate. I didn't go to the school for 2 days, and ma'am told it, she bottled up all her emotions, and that's the reason that she exploded all of a sudden, that she shouted. And I shouted for a reason, but the way I shouted, everyone remember it. And that's it. Now the word, again I went back, which anger do I fall? I fall in that category, because I bottled up all my emotions once a time and I exploded. Everyone still remembers it. So I belong to that category. Last time I told it, I don't know whether I told it in the podcast, but I remember it. But I didn't even identify which category do I fall in. So now I understood that I fall in explosion type. And number two, he told that articulate your anger. Try to express it. I tried it a lot. I tried to put it in the words. I tried in many ways to explain them. And I finally give up. People understand as per their level of knowledge. There is no point in sitting and convincing them. If I move on and do my own work, and if they see result, and if people come and tell them, then they would convince. Until it's no point. There is no point yelling it. And second thing, if the other person really wants to understand, even if they don't, you don't speak also, they will get the point. If the other person is not ready to listen to you, or not even in a position, not even having a mindset of understanding you, they're not paying attention to you, it doesn't mean for them, no matter how much you yell, they won't listen, because their mind is filled with someone else's opinion or something else. So this is thing. So people understand as per their level of knowledge or as per their choice. So it's no point. I didn't find any point in expressing, explaining and all. I just gave up, and that's more fine. Explaining, it's becoming an argument day by day. So I keep something. It's becoming a debate. I keep something and they come up with some other thing. And if I keep some evidence, like, see, this is the thing, means they come up with some other evidence from some other newspaper. It happens all the time. So there's no point in convincing them. Better to move on and do my own work. Number two is writing it. This has been all my life. Like, I definitely, like, I yell, shout, that's not enough. I definitely write everything. I used to write some words in mother tongue, some words in Hindi. It's not about the language, it's not about the words, it's not about my English sometimes is good, sometimes it's bad. Like, it's used to be good and now I ruined my English because I'm not talking to anyone. So, like, it's different every time, but writing, I never stopped it, and I used to write a lot. And he even told that talk to yourself or something like that. I didn't understand, but I often talk to myself first of all, like, or at the end, you must watch my Me and My Brain episodes. You'll understand, like, I don't need second person to guide me or trouble me. I do the both things by myself. I teach myself, I trouble myself. I curse myself, I appreciate myself. I do it. I put question and I put solution. Both the things I do. That communication, I do it. I don't know, some people call it crazy, and some people call that crazy. Because sometimes I often go to elocution competitions, and beginning I used to stand in front of mirror and practice. And that day, once I wrote that on blog, people just assumed I'm crazy. I should be in hospital, somewhat like that, because talking and practicing in a mirror and explaining it on the blog, telling that openly, the fact, accepting in the blog, no one did digest it. And that's the second thing. I mean, that's one more point. writing has always been there. Maybe that is the reason I'm able to, like, that is the reason maybe I am not rushing for money, I'm not rushing for position, I'm not rushing for like going into, people are just like, go for Metro City. You didn't see life. You're not seeing life. You're sitting at home. Just go out. Go to Metro Cities and enjoy the life. It's the age. I'm not rushing after those things. Maybe because he said, think of your passion and purpose. That makes you fulfill. And that's been on my mind, not from now. It's been all my life. Like, maybe because I write every time, maybe that's the point I'm able to reach, that what makes me fully happy. That question is there always back in my mind. That's the reason, maybe, I guess. I see, people just don't understand. Like, I see many things. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I just get lost, lose myself in my own world. That many times, like, you know, your best friend is not talking to you from 3 days. Yeah, really, yeah. The girl beside you in your same bench is not talking to you from 4 days. Yeah, I didn't observe that. That used to be my state of mind. And I used to work on this anger thing repeatedly. And there are rituals, you know. You don't believe me, in my 6th, 5th, 7th, I don't remember. My mom used to take me to Kali temple. There are rituals, they perform rituals so that it reduces anger inside me. So I went for that too, for every Sunday to Kali temple. We used to go there. I remember that I was in 6th, 7th, I don't remember that time. And they perform so many rituals and they give all Tirtham Prasadam so that it reduces your anger. And maybe, yeah, they didn't leave me scientifically or religious or any artistic way. I didn't leave any possibility, and still I'm suffering with this fear of anger. It's not fear of anger, it's the sensation. He said, Jay says, only for 2 seconds in neurologically you have that chemical release in your brain about anger. But that, yes, I guess I definitely agree. It happens only for 2 seconds, 3 seconds. And that's why I just raise fast, down for, and I just come back fast. I just L fast and I just cool down fast. I just get into other works. But it happens often. It happens repeatedly. And I don't know how I somehow manage to use it as a motivation. Most of the time, people just provoke me because I come up with good answers when I'm anger. And my interview skills are different when I'm in anger and when I'm in passive state. So somewhat I just tuned that into a motivation also. But still I'm working on it. And it reminds me, like, Will Smith has a biggest fear, is having a fear. And for me, for him it's fear, then like for me it's anger, I guess, because it's continuous. See, even after all these years, from second, third class to till all rituals, scientific things, all writing, speaking, everything, making it as a motivation, and still it's bothering me. And I downloaded whatever the Jay's anger episode he did in HuffPost. I downloaded it because it's a reminder for me. It's a continuous process, I guess. Yes, this is the right word. It's a continuous process. It's as long as I breathe, I have to work on it, I guess. Or I don't know, like that I feel. Because it's not frustration. If anyone is doing something injustice, instead of feeling empathy, instead of feeling sad for them, instead of feeling that, I just get anger. If someone is sitting and crying also, people just all like fake cries are more here when it comes to girls. Everyone ghosts and pampers them. Like, one time I'll do so, two times, and third time, if you want to cry, just sit and cry, and I'll be like, don't cry, and I get anger. So, it's like, I just have to work on this so much. All these days, this bothered me, and now I have to accept it. I have to accept it, and I have to accept it's a continuous process working on it. I can't sit and think of overcoming anger because I just thought that I should no longer be called as an anger person. So I just left it. I just stopped talking loud, and that I just lost even my attitude. Before, I used to have some grip over my situation, some control over myself. Like, that's lost, and my attitude is lost, and my voice is lost, and I lost myself. I lost the connection with my inner self, and I lost the connection with the entire whatever my dreams. I just lost my path, and to find back, anger itself helped me. Really, I told that people talked down on me, but it was all behind, and I did not come back to my track until I got anger, until an institute kicked me away, taking my money. Until I got that anger, I didn't come back to track. Sometimes I feel it's a good thing for me. If they didn't talk down on me, if I didn't get anger, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be changing my path. I would enjoy my life like that. I would have been in that ocean. So that helped me to get to my track. And people just hate women of loud voice and who are talkative, who are continuously I speak a lot. I don't know why they hate, but that's what gives me energy. So I just can't get rid of those things, those basic nature which I have. So losing my attitude, I lose everything. So if it is a part of my attitude, then I have to accept it and continuously work on it. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening, and bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.